Morning, Garrett.
Hey, good morning, Marty. How are you?
Wonderful. Wonderful. What's happening?
Oh, you know, just it's a breezy, colorful, 76-degree day outside, and I'm stuck inside fucking selling diamonds. But what are you going to do? Trying to
yes,
sell diamonds. That's actually the operative word, trying to sell some natural diamonds. What's going on out there? Is it cooling down?
Yeah, finally. We're looking at 84 today. Man, not too bad.
All right.
Oh, still, yeah, yesterday I'm out in a black T-shirt, and it's like, wait a minute, I got to change to a white T-shirt. You know, yard work, but it wasn't miserable, so it was kind of nice. Fall
yeah.
is finally here, and with fall comes Christmas season.
That's what I like
so,
to hear.
I had 15 rings come in the other day. There were two of us, and every lone female came in. I needed size. I'm like, dear God, it's like several days' worth pours in one day. I'm like, you know, I can't let it get to me, though. I've got to, you know, Haley's got me loaded up with stock shit to get out in the case for fall. So it's coming from Dad. He's like, I want all that color set up. So I think it's time to tell these women, no, I get 40 rings
January.
Size backed up, you know? Yeah, January.
Come back in January.
So, you know, like, we have to kind of, right now, they freak out. So I can gimp us to about the 1st of November and keep my head above water, it'll be all right. And then no more repairs. Can't do it.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Can't do it.
A lot of color, though, huh? Remember back in the day where we used to do diamonds? Wasn't that wild?
Yeah. It's been kind of, it's been freaking weird. I don't know what the hell. I think this town might be just gobbling up the synthetic diamond shit. It's, you know, you get a lot of poor people, a lot of uneducated people.
Yep.
And I can see where they're gobbling that stuff up. I don't know, brother. Hey, we took
it's a
on
shame,
the...
too. It's a
yeah.
shame because, you know, natural diamonds are the cheapest they've been in 15 years, but also lab-growns have just gone down again, so I think we're looking to lower our cost. So it's just like...
Wow,
and people
that's
in the
terrible.
Office are like, yay, we're more competitive.
Oh, man. That's...
And... there we go. That's what I needed. I'm working on a 17-carat fancy yellow.
Wow.
Yeah, mounted up. 280,000. It's not going to go. But
wow.
Listen, we're going to try. We're going to try.
There you're damn right. Damn
there's the video.
Right.
But wow. Anyway, diamonds at an all-time low. Lab growns are going down. People are like, oh, yay, you know, I'm more competitive. Screw that. I want them to be more expensive. I make the same percentage
yeah.
on lab that I do natural, and I can't sell enough lab to supplant the natural. You know, I can't do $500,000 in lab grown. It'd be a bucket of lab grown, you know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it'd be
weird.
Terrible.
It's weird. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. This whole industry is just getting weird.
You're not lying. And it's like one of my clients was like, Garrett, are you at all dissuaded or upset with, like, do you feel like the industry duped you? You know, you just get in, you start getting real successful, then all of a sudden they pull the rug right out from underneath. I'm like, business models change, and we're just trying to figure out our way, that's all. And I'm not concerned.
Right.
$40 billion industry. The hits now are bigger. Like, I've seen more six-figure diamonds sell this year than I ever have. But,
really? Oh, that's interesting.
But it doesn't. But again, that isn't enough to supplant the normal business we did, you know, 3/4 carats and up. But it is good. It's good to see those. I mean, the problem is does this become an industry of just the 1%? You know, just the 1%ers out there spending big bucks and keeping key players alive. I want
right.
you know more bridal, carat and a half. Give me a carat and a half natural ball. $5,000. I'll set you up with
right.
real nice.
Interesting,
but,
man. Very interesting.
How's everything else doing, though? Did you ever get rid of those cattle?
No, unfortunately, I saw my cousin this weekend, and I think we're up to 45 head again.
Holy shit. I thought you guys were going to get rid of all that.
I tried, and he decided to keep them. To drink water and keep the fire hazard down. So I had him gathered up, and he's going to run cattle no matter what, with or without me. But what's nice is I handed him a bag of my last 15 ear tags, And he's like, hey, those scumbags were creeping around. I looked to fix some fence the other day, and my pole pounder got stolen. Can I borrow yours or have it, whatever? I'm like, shit, yeah, you can have it. I'm not going to be out banging stakes in the ground anymore. And I realized it's part of a Halloween decoration. It's holding a PVC pipe with a monster head on it.
I think you go all out for Halloween. You decorate the shit out of your house.
Yeah,
don't you dress up and scare the shit out of neighborhood kids?
Oh, yeah. I've got kids that they're all remember me. I'm like, who the hell are you? We used to call him Little Johnny, but he's 6 feet two now. Fucker still come by, so yeah, it's tradition. Got to keep it up.
Yeah.
You know, get kids that are all, I've been coming here since I was three. Now you're saying they look at him like, Jesus, you could be a, you know, professional model or something. You're all grown up.
Too funny.
Oh, my God. I got in trouble last year. There's this one mom that comes through. You can tell she likes to sip the beverage. I mean, the first year, well, years ago, she's like, remember us? We always come by, usually not this late, but I just got home from a football game. She couldn't even stand straight. She's wobbling all around. I was like, need a beverage? She's like, oh, I love one. So every year when she shows up, I'm like, need a cold one? Sure. My wife gets so pissed.
I bet she does. She's like, don't enable. But, I mean, they're all walking,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they're just cruising the street.
Yeah,
saying,
whatever.
Beverage. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine.
I think it's just that she's young and kind of good looking.
Oh, so she's like, oh, don't enable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Well, have fun. It's one night.
Exactly. That's what I figured. Fuck it.
How's she doing? Yeah. Is she still working for that tech company? Who is she working for? Another oil company.
Chevron, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Weren't still hanging
talking
in there.
Man,
they're
I feel like the last thing we talked about, they were like laying off people or?
Oh, yeah. They're slowly, I mean, I think they have 26,000 wells in California alone.
Holy shit.
Unbelievable. So to abandon them, it's going to take, you know, slowly as the production drops, then you're forced to abandon them. So you're not able to rework them, per se, with our current governor, state regulations. So, but as they're declining, you don't really need a bunch of people. You just need some surface crew to, basically, she's an engineer assistant, and all the engineers and geologists, they don't really need them anymore because they have their wells. They're not looking for, you know, geologists goes out and finds where the oil's at. Well, what they have is all they can get. They can't drill new wells. So, yeah, they're going to, right now, they're just about to make their commute to a remote office freaking 40 minutes away. And close down the big fancy office that's 2 miles from our house. So she figures it's less than a year before, and she's hoping they'll offer her a package. Otherwise, they might just say, thank you, we don't need you anymore, and then you get nothing. She's hoping she can get a 1 year package or something.
Yeah.
You know, she's 60, so they don't need, she's an old lady in the office. Damn good looking old lady, though, but all these young engineers, you know, they're, fuckers are all in their 20s now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, whatever. I think there was one other gal that started right around when she did, and that gal retired last week. Her department kind of dried up, so my wife is officially the oldest employee at Chevron at 60 years of age.
Huh. Good for her,
yeah,
though.
Yeah. So, whatever, you know.
And what's the son up to? Is he still slinging those boxes or delivering?
Oh, yeah. He's in the command center because if he gets one more ticket, they pull his license.
Oh,
so
shit.
He packages the orders and the drivers come and he's all here. This one goes here. This one goes there. They've got five drivers now.
Ah.
This Ukrainian kid is actually doing some stuff. And their hours are still 10 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week. Unbelievable. So the other big game in town is, I think he's starting to be the man. Unbelievable.
And this is on the level?
Yeah, he's got a permit out of Los Angeles. Kern County won't issue permits for medicinal marijuana. And the electronic shit is done. He doesn't do that. No more of the fake clothing. because that'll get you busted. So he's up in the up and up, and you've got five drivers driving all over from, and a lot of these companies are like, well, no, we only go up to the out of town or the outskirt towns that are half an hour away this day and this day. He's like, run it, take it. But he finally got smart, and he's like, okay, tell them they've got to get the order in the day before, and we only run out there one time a day and then canvass the town, because they were going back and forth to little towns 30 minutes away. It's stupid.
Eating up gas.
Yeah, eating up gas, tearing up these drivers' cars. They're all young, poor kids. So that's the only problem, is they go through drivers like crazy. But starting
to... So does any delivery. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That's not something anybody does, like, for a long time, unless they're completely, you know, like, completely sated and happy. But,
right. You've got to drive a Prius, and you're still going to watch that wear out. I watched my kid's GTI get, I don't know, he ran it up to 270,000 miles on it. So, dude.
Oh, yeah.
He was driving, averaging 250 miles a day when he was the only driver. That kid worked him to death. Luckily, his driving record got so poor that he's in the office.
Pulled over, huh?
No, he's busted if he gets one little ticket. Because now, it used to be that tickets would fall off your record after 2 years, I think it was, and now it's something ridiculous, like 5 years. So he can't even buy a car that he gives a shit about and can't finance it, can't get full coverage insurance because of his poor driving record. He can get PLPD only, so he can't even go finance a car. It's stupid. But yeah, he's hanging in there. He's doing all right.
Good. Still living at home?
Yeah, yeah. Had let's see, he was supposed to work Saturday, so he threatened to quit if he couldn't take the day off for my mother's birthday party. The whole family was coming over for, and he always misses everything we do on the weekends because he works on Friday nights and Saturday nights.
Yeah.
So he put his foot down, and they're all, okay, fine. He's all, just switch it for Monday. The next thing you know, somehow we got Saturday, Sunday, Monday off. It's like, oh, good. Yeah, perfect. Threaten to quit and get an extra day off.
As long as they're not like threatening to quit and, all right, you want to work less, we'll work you less. You know?
No, he wouldn't care. Yeah, he doesn't have any bills. Hell, his car's paid for. We don't charge him rent. Literally, he has no bills.
So, how old is he
now?
I
told him. I think he turned 23 in May. But you'd think he's 16 if you met him. He's young and dumb.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah. So, but I told him, save your money, because you know, when he gets out on his own, he's going to have a heart attack at how expensive things are.
Oh, jeez, it is.
It's outrageous.
It's criminal. Like, I was telling one of the reps here, he just got his first apartment. He's spending $1,100 a month, and it's actually like a decent place. And it's around here.
That's not bad.
No. I mean, California, we're not comparing apples to apples here, but because
right.
Rochester is, you know, podunk, you know, in comparison to the city proper. And but like rent on average could be anywhere from $1,400 to $1,600. That's my mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
I got in 2019. Do I want a bigger house? Yeah, I want a bigger house. But like hell, I'm gonna get a higher interest rate.
Right.
You know, if I sell up, I got a buy up, and there's nothing wrong with our house. Just the two of us.
Just sit tight and don't worry about it. Yeah. You did it right.
I got lucky.
Gosh.
We got real lucky when we got in.
Yeah.
What
was your interest rate back then? Like 3% or something?
No, we got locked in. It's actually funny. I think we were at like 4.8 or something, and then I was looking through junk mail. And now I look through it all the time because I would have missed it.
Mm-hmm.
Our mortgage broker just sent an email out. This was in, I think, 2021 or something like that. So we were only there a couple of years, and he was like, hey, it's a pandemic. I think the banks were dying for loans. So we refinanced, and we got
perfect.
In at 4.1 or 4.2, and
cool.
We went from a 30-year to a 15. And our mortgage only went up like a couple $100.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, I was like,
cool.
Fuck yeah, I'm in. Like,
yeah.
But
yeah, It's gross to buy a house. It's a piece of shit now around here for $400,000.
Yeah, yeah.
It's sickening. How are these kids supposed to pay that?
Yeah, well, good. What I love too is they're, you know, getting loans and doing cash deals with, you know, waiving inspections, and they have no idea. I mean, one of my buddies, they bought a house. They didn't realize that half of it was because they waived the inspection, was an addition built over a giant sunroom. So the foundation, the foundation's like, you know, it was just a deck, and they built a house on top of it. Really, if you think about it, then they carpeted it, and some of it was tiled. So you walk in, and everything's just a little off kilter, and you're like, it looks nice, but it's settling.
Oh, shit.
It's a deck. It wasn't meant to be a...
Right.
It's got no real foundation. It's just got posts. But you couldn't see that because they did skirting all the way around. You know, it looked like part of the house.
Wow. That's sketchy.
How's
yeah.
How's Erica and Haley doing?
Well, pretty quiet. Haley's got a new lab puppy that she brings down here, so she's got her door set with the doggy back in the office in its little crate.
That's cool.
Erica's over there juggling books and phone calls and people, and I'm just back here in a sea of work, and it's kind of funny. We don't really, you know, me and Erica put the store out this morning, and we didn't say a couple of words to each other hardly. She's very quiet.
Oh. And I got her to laugh the other day.
Did you? Oh,
yeah.
Shit, that's pretty good.
Well, it's my intention now, because every time I call, she's like, how are you? And I know it's no, like, I don't take it personally. It's how it's been for 7 years. But, like, I got her to laugh a little bit, and I'm like, you know, just one more vendor call, and I'm sure you were looking forward to it. And I've been getting on pretty well with Tara.
No, I've still never talked to her. Every time I call there to talk to her, Barbara answers the phone. Or Deanne, and Tara's day off. It's like,
Deanne's still around?
She floats through now and again. Yeah, she had belly fever for like 2 months or something. It really tore her ass up, so she didn't work for a couple of months.
What is belly fever? Is that from the smog or something? Like the
air pollution? It's a spore. It's a spore that carries in the dust, so when we get windstorms, it's pretty much here in the San Joaquin Valley, and people that move here, man, it kicks their ass, but most people that are born and raised here get it when they're kids and don't even know they had it or thought it was a cold or chest cold, whatever, so I think
so if I
had
came
it
to visit and stayed for any extended period of time, I'd probably get sick.
Yeah, it lives in this top 16 inches of the soil, so dust storms, when you get a brown cloud blowing through, man, you better be kind of careful.
Huh.
But once you have it, I don't think you can get it again. It's kind of like chicken pox or something, I guess. I don't know.
That's kind of wild. Didn't know that.
Yeah, it's getting weird.
Crazy.
Yeah, I had it when I was 14, and the doctor's like, well, you either have mono or valley fever. Back then, they couldn't really tell.
Okay.
And I'm like, well, I haven't been doing much kissing, so I think I probably got some valley fever. Yeah, I lost like 20 pounds of sick as shit for about a month. You just feel terrible. Your lungs get all, it's like pneumonia-ish, kind of.
Yeah, labor breathing, that's wild.
Yeah, so yeah, I've got a call. When we hang up, I think I'll call up there and say, Tara, I haven't talked to you yet. This is ridiculous. I mean, my God, how long has she worked for? 6 months?
Yeah, tell her Garrett says hi and that you needed to chat with her because I was singing her praises.
Yeah, exactly. Did she call you once in a while? She wants to sell diamonds where Barbara could give a shit because it's a lot of work. She just wants to stand there and give Rolexes out to whom she chooses. Tara is she's motivated, I think, from what I'm hearing.
No, she is, and you know it's they're sending me back September stuff. I already got the September from you, so I'm gonna send you a bunch of stuff, and then I'm gonna send her stuff. But yeah, give me a note.
Has she sold anything yet?
Not yet, but I've only ever sent her one memo, I think.
Oh. Okay.
I don't know. It's you know, my fingers are crossed that one day soon, I'll be doing a bunch of business with Wickersham again. I mean, shit, last year we did $70,000. So far this year, we're at $8,300.
Oh, my God. Are
yeah, stuff has really dried up. And I know it's to some of my competition. I know some's gone to drawer earlier in the year. So, but I mean, I can't help but think that you guys push through more engagements than, you know, it might feel slow to you, but they all add up, you know?
Yeah. Hey, we took on the Tacori line now.
Oh, really?
So that's going to help, I think, because it's
fuck yeah,
expensive,
Will.
But it's really nice.
Yeah,
really. I was impressed.
Top notch. Yeah, absolutely
yeah.
top notch. Now,
when I heard that, I was like, what? And then the sales rep shows up, and we open up all the packages. I'm looking at it going, okay, this is really nice. Oh, my God.
Now, is it Tacori Live mounted goods? Like, are they semi-mounts or
yeah, it's
empty
all
heads?
Semi.
Because I know
heads,
that,
semi.
I thought they were trying to sell a bunch of their center stones, too. I'm not
sure. Oh, I don't know. I didn't know they did center stones.
I think. Huh. Maybe I'm thinking of somebody else. I thought
yeah,
it was
but
Tacori.
No, we've got... I mean, I look at them like...
Forever Mark is what I think I'm thinking of, because Forever Mark will...
Okay.
Like, it used to be just diamonds, and now all they want to do, just like Hearth on Fire, they just want to sell their mountings. So if you want the diamonds, they come in the mounting. And you have to buy them. You have to buy both. But Tacori's phenomenal stuff. Like, I've heard of people that carry Tacori, and then, you know, they tried to replicate the design to get them a cheaper option, and Tacori came down like a sledgehammer on them. They're not
cheap,
though.
I don't
want
to replicate. I want to sell these. They're ready to go. Oh,
right,
they're not.
Exactly.
They've got
those
little 1 millimeters. Yeah. They've got the little diamonds in the crossbars, and it's really well made, and it's not overseas crap. It's exceptionally well made. I'm impressed. And it's not like the old Tacori that's hand engraved all on the sides and under the bottom, and you've got to touch it up when it wears off. Or try to blend it when you size it. It was a pain in the ass. But now it's all solid shank, sizable, and diamonds in the crossbars that everyone wants, but a simple look. They have a little bit of halo, but not much. Halo's kind of going away.
Good.
And they're just it's bitching, but we haven't sold any yet. It's only been 3 weeks, but.
Still, you're hoping for a shot. But you got to let people know. Now, will they do advertising for you? Come to Wickersham's and
they probably, you know, they list us on their website and they send us some Duratrans stuff and so there's probably something, but yeah, we'll have to pay for it, I'm sure.
So down comes the Rolex and up goes the Tacori.
Right. And
yeah.
I found out also why. I'm like, I said, Haley, your dad's usually not into brand names that are really expensive. But we can't make it all ourselves. And she's like, well, Rolex is really into what brands you carry. It's like, oh, I see.
Okay. They want to be associated with the big names in your...
Right, right.
Huh.
And that's fine. I mean, these are gorgeous because usually we'd sell a solitaire and buying a stupid band or a shank and a head and assembling it all. It's like, this is dumb. Why can't we just have a pre-made solitaire and just set the damn diamond? So now we do.
Well, you couldn't. Better. I mean, I've heard really good things about Gabriel and Co. Lashbrook, but you can't beat Tacori.
Yeah.
That's like the next best thing next to Tiffany. You know what I mean? Like it's such a the name carries a lot of weight.
Yeah.
And it'll
no
make
one
your
asked
life.
Me. Yeah, I was thrilled when I saw the product and heard we were getting it. I was like, huh. Didn't know why, and then all of a sudden now I do. And it's going to make my life a lot easier. Yes, sir. So that's all that's new and exciting.
Well, it sounds like he spent some money. I should try and get him to buy a diamond one of these days.
No kidding, huh?
Jeez. Yeah, well, that's okay.
You know, I still haven't talked to him since end of December.
Really? You almost got a year without talking to him? Is he just not interested in the business, or is it like...
Well, he's been building his own home, and he's the general contractor on it.
So he's just playing. He's playing John the Tool Man while while everything else is kind of. He still fly back and forth a lot, or
no, he doesn't hardly. They seem complaining. Fresno Barber's like, well, I don't even talk to him. I haven't seen him. Have you seen him? I'm like, no. Well, but he was supposed to have his new log cabin home in Tahoe done. The first of last year, then his new target was absolutely, completely done by June 1st for Haley and his future son-in-law to get married there. Well, he's still working on the place. June, July, August, yeah, so. But he tries to do too much too soon. He always has.
Yeah. How old is John?
I bet he's 66. six, seven?
No, it's spring chicken if he's building a house.
68? Right, and he's literally...
He's my dad's age.
Yeah, but he's pretty handy. He can build shit, and he loves it, so that's where his focus is at. He's having fun, and, you know, he talks to his daughter all the time, so, you know, he keeps tabs on us. He's probably got computer screens with cameras where he can watch all of his auctions in both stores. So,
yeah, how's Tahoe Creations doing out in...
You know, I don't understand what that even is anymore. Tahoe Creations, I mean, we used to market our Sentiment line through Tahoe Creations.
Oh, yeah, you told me about that. That was what you did manufacturing. But I thought it was a 50 vacuum cleaners fell off the back of a truck and we're going to auction them off.
That's what the hell is this auction even called?
During the right before the pandemic is when it started going.
Yeah, so he's got one here, one in Vegas, and one in Reno that I know of. And then rumor on the street is I think he bought out he had some partners in one of them, and he finally spent about a year to buy them out. So I think he's the proud owner of two of them. And then I think he's got one partner from Fresno that's still in with one of them, whatever. But yeah, people ask me, how are the auctions doing? I'm like, don't know. No one knows. No one asks. No one cares. When he talks to Haley, they talk about jewelry business only. She didn't give a shit about his auctions.
Right.
I think he's must be making money if he's building a log cabin up there.
I got to get Haley out here one of these times. I know it's a big ask, but I think it'd be huge for her. If she wants to run a jewelry store, she needs to hear from people that aren't just her father.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, and again, it's a non-compete environment. Everybody gets together, and I've got big-ass stores that come, and they get solutions from mom and pops, you know, and I got mom and pops that learn how to grow their business from the big-ass stores. So
it would be good for.
Yeah, if we could ever, I mean, in the spring is the next one. Yeah, spring is the next one. But we have one this weekend, actually.
That's what I heard.
Yeah,
keep trying. I mean, eventually, in springtime, seeing Dad go to Basel.
I didn't do a very good job. Oh, yeah, of course it is. What a joke. They go all the way over. I mean, well, I always get bitter.
He kind of has to, basically.
Yeah.
That's the only – I mean, if you don't show up, it's not going to end well.
But you don't carry any other watch brands, right? And didn't, like, that big, like, giant-ass building they built in Basel, like, tank, like – They closed a bunch of watch companies pulled out of the show.
Yeah, I don't know. No one tells me anything about it, but I know when Rolex says
jump, you say how high. And I guess if you say jump on over to Basel, Switzerland, there are worse places to go.
Yeah, but Haley says it's not all that exciting and that fun. It's expensive. It's tiring.
Well, they charge.
You just have to show your face and meet with Rolex just to, you know. If you're not there, just an ass-kiss visit, I guess.
Yeah.
They want to see you spending money and coming there and gross.
Yeah. No, I've got a bunch of people over in Belgium right now, Antwerp, and it always drives me nuts. And, like, Rochester isn't Antwerp, I understand, but every time those guys go over there, I see all these posts on Facebook because it's a marketing scheme, and it's smart. Let me go handpick your diamond out in Antwerp, the diamond capital of the world. It hasn't been the diamond capital of the world in years, and they call me for shit they can't find.
Wow.
So, well, let me go pick your diamond out. It's like, well, I picked it out while I was on vacation in Antwerp. You know, it's like,
gross.
Come to my buying event. It makes way more sense. I'm not Switzerland, but color change is beautiful, and I think it's going to cool down again. It kind of sucks.
Nice.
I wish that it was this past weekend because it was absolutely phenomenal out. But anyway.
Did you do any fishing?
No. I went a shit ton this summer when we were on vacation. Kind of got my fill, which is good. I should try and go out a couple more times before it gets too cold, but
I'd recommend it.
I haven't had the post-work energy has been very, very low lately, so,
gotcha.
You know, bust my ass and then go home and think about pulling out the kayak to go, I don't know, maybe, maybe I'll do it, but.
Yeah, try to.
Yeah, but listen, I didn't mean to keep you. I'll get a box of pretty stuff out, you know, maybe soft mount a few of my diamonds in those to Corey's and watch them fly out the,
That's not a bad idea.
Oh man, we sold a diamond. That'd be terrible.
That's funny. Keep tabs on Tara too, and keep writing these girls. Say, hey, what do you need? What do you need?
Too?
You know, I assume so. If we have it down here, I assume they have it up there, or maybe they're going to share our inventory. I haven't heard. It's a good question.
And this is more for me. Do you still buy like a Rolexes and shit? Do you guys have a lot of people bringing them in, like the gray market?
No, we're not even supposed to take in watches for repair.
Really?
Unbelievable. Yeah, I'm not.
Well,
can't touch them. Don't do anything.
What if the guy comes in and says, "Hey, it's my Hulk. I want to sell it." Do you have to go? No, we'd buy it.
No, I'd buy it.
Yeah.
But it never happens. But.
Oh,
yeah, I'd buy it in a heartbeat.
Okay. I'm in the market, and I would love, I don't know how much I want to spend, and I don't really have a target piece that I want, because I also think you're going to get what you get, and you're going to like it, or you're going to spend a gajillion dollars if you get what you really want. You know?
Right. The only ones we see for sale are usually old and worn out.
Yeah.
And, I mean, nobody's parting with their cool ones. I mean, if they have it, they know it's cool, they're going to flip it to a friend, or they don't just walk in and make us a deal on it.
Well, it's really
funny. I don't know if Rolex was doing that or Poke, because they still secret shop and call, and, you know, we don't have one single thing around here that says Rolex. And if we're not supposed to even take them in for repair, I wonder if we're even supposed to buy used off the street. I don't know.
I feel like that's not fair.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, everyone else is doing it. It's like, just because you used to carry them in the Fresno location still does. But, like, I got a buddy in Delaware. He wanted a panda for the longest time. It was his 50th year. You know, he's going to buy himself a panda. And he's like, I think he ended up buying it for $39,000 or
$38,000,
but oh my gosh. Yeah, but his neighbor had two, and he's like, "Let me just buy one off you." And the guy's like, "No, I know what I got. I'm not gonna get, you know. Yeah,
right.
I know I have two identical watches, but I'm keeping them." But I think it'd be cool. My buddy in Seattle, he sent me an old 1953 Rolex. And I was playing with that, but it's way too tiny. The problem, all those old... And like, I thought it'd be cool to have a watch as old as my dad. Or, worst case scenario, I buy it and I give it to him. But it was like a 34 millimeter.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
it looked like a women's watch. So
yeah. I mean, the old days, they looked small.
That was normal.
36. Yeah, it was normal. But times have changed. But I'll keep an eye out. I mean... Anything rolls in and someone's willing to part with it, I'm not going to ask questions.
Yeah.
Snag it up and boom.
Yeah. Awesome.
I'll keep you posted. Right on, brother.
Good talking to you. Yeah, good catching up. And we'll
get back to it, though.
Fuck yeah, dude. I already ate up 34 precious minutes of your time. Now you're behind.
Yeah, well, I'll catch up.
All right. I'll talk to you soon, Marty.
Take care.
Bye-bye.